This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm so glad you decided to spend the next hour with me. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide this week and every week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest on today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and get our free ebook, Do You Wish Your Kids Ate Better? It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime fun and healthy. So get your free copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another great show planned for you today. So grab your pen and paper and your favorite beverage and let's get started. I'm really excited about today's show, and you're in for a real treat. My guest today is Debbie Silber, also known as the Mojo Coach. And I just love that title. Debbie is a recognized health, weight loss, fitness, wellness, lifestyle, and personal development expert. She's a speaker and the author of two books recommended by Brian Tracy, Marshall Goldsmith, Jack Canfield, and many more. Debbie's branded the Mojo Coach because she's led countless others to achieve their ultimate body, mind, image, and lifestyle, and to get their mojo back. Her programs and her coaching have enabled people all over the world to quickly achieve lasting success and live at their personal and professional best. Debbie's a feature expert on nearly 20 websites and has also contributed to the Dr. Oz Show, Shape, Self, Health, Working Mother, Ladies Home Journal, Woman's World, Glamour, and the list goes on and on. Debbie will be talking with us about the secrets that will enable you to get your mojo back. Welcome, Debbie.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Looking forward to chatting.
This is going to be a great conversation. You know, I'm really fascinated by your focus on helping people get their mojo back. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about your background and how you got the name The Mojo Coach?
Sure. Well, it's 2008, so let's take a brief walk back in time. And I have a husband and a home and four kids and only four dogs at the time. We have six now. And this full-time business as a dietitian, master's in nutrition, and personal trainer. But I also had these toxic relationships, and I know so many of your listeners have them as well. So these toxic relationships, way too much stress, and I was trying to be everything to everyone all the time. I had this horrible case of superwoman syndrome, and I started getting sick, but I was just too busy, so I blew it off, didn't have time to look into anything or take care of myself. And then, you know, I started having symptoms, and then again, just too busy, and illnesses, conditions, and just too busy taking care of the kids and my business and trying to do everything, and eventually full-blown disease. And your body will speak louder and louder until you pay attention. That got my attention, because what happened was things got so bad that I had to give up my entire business with clients that I loved. Couldn't get out of bed. You name it, I had it. Didn't make, to me, the slightest bit of sense. Here I was, a health expert, and I was anything but. And then, you know, when you have that light bulb moment, it hit me that it had to have something to do with this crazy, chaotic way I was living and the way I was thinking and these relationships that I had. So I had surgery, and while I healed, I studied to become a whole health coach, a health expert trained to teach how your lifestyle creates either health or wellness or illness and disease. And while I was going through that program, in fact, I learned that on some level, those thoughts I was thinking and that stress I was under really was at the root of it. So I did an experiment. I thought, well, I have nothing else to lose here. What would happen if I changed those things? Because I had already been eating well and exercising. And I did. And over the next 9 months, I healed. I healed from everything. Got my mojo back. Started working with clients, but in a very different way. They started getting their mojo back. They all started calling me the mojo coach. And I was like, ooh! And then my complete transformation system was born.
That's, you know, as I'm listening to your story, it's so many things pop up because I think people don't tend to listen to their body. They tend to ignore it. A lot of people even think it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't do anything. And they really miss a good opportunity. Here's someone who eats well, exercises, takes care of themselves, but you've still got those issues. And I think if people listened more, it would make a huge difference.
Oh, absolutely. You know what it's like? It's like when we drive our cars and we have, you know, let's say that red engine light goes on. We're like, uh-oh, something's happening. Well, that's the car's way of telling you it needs your attention. We get symptoms all the time, and it's these signals that our body needs our attention. But unfortunately, the way we're taught, and it's not our fault, this is what we've been taught. We've been taught symptom relief. We just want the symptom to go away. We don't really heal it. We just want it to go away. So in effect, it's really the same thing as taking a big sticker and sticking it over that red light in the car. I mean, think about what would happen. I mean, we wouldn't see the red light, but over time, of course, the car is just going to get worse and worse and worse until it just can't run. And we're the same way. When we do that symptom relief, we have a symptom and we just try to, you know, take care of it so we don't see it,
mm-hmm.
It's not healing. And we'll do that until we just can't. And I learned a whole different model.
So how did you deal with, because you said, you know, really that superwoman syndrome, you've got husband, kids, animals, business, you've got all these things. How do you do it and still feel like you're taking care of everything, but also taking care of yourself?
Well, I'll tell you, back when I was really sick, probably the biggest change I made, and I'm not saying this is right for everybody, it was the hardest thing I had ever done, but by far the best for my health, was cut those ties to my toxic relationships. You know, I'll never forget the founder of the National Institute of Whole Health, who wrote the foreword to my first book. She said, "Debbie, it was like watching you trade an anchor for a pair of wings." And that one move created the most profound shift to my healing.
I love that, an anchor for a pair of wings. That really, that can just inspires all sorts of visuals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we do hang on to those relationships because we feel bad for letting them go, yet they're really pulling us down and not adding value to us or to our life.
Well, you're absolutely right, and even in addition to not adding value to our lives, they're doing such physical damage as well. They're suppressing, you know, these negative, toxic, critical, judgmental people in our lives, these energy vampires, they're actually suppressing our immune system. You know, our immune system is like an internal army. When it's strong, it protects its borders, and when it's weakened, it's as if that army's fast asleep and invaders get through. Well, negative people in our lives suppress our immune system. So things that we would normally be able to fend off and protect ourselves from, we just don't have that same resistance. And that's, you know, that has so much to do with who we're spending our time with.
Absolutely. I love that. And I think it's something for people to really think about and do an assessment of the people that are in their lives. And I'm not saying get rid of all your relationships, but really look at whether people are encouraging you or, you know, giving you good ideas or just saying you can't do it or it doesn't work, because that makes a big difference on the results we get because we believe what they say more than we believe ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you, you know, and I think it was Jack Canfield who said it, some amazing thought leader said, we are the five people we spend the most time with. So take a look at the people in your lives, right? I mean, now everybody's like, uh-oh, who are you spending your time with? Because that's who we are so influenced by. So if you have these supportive, loving, nurturing relationships, that you'll be so inspired. And on the other hand, you know, if you have those negative people in your lives, well, that's going to give a different result. And you really need to do no more than see how you feel when you're with someone. Now, I get it. No one is everything all the time. And because I get this all the time, Deb, it's my kids. They're making me nuts. Right? So I so understand that. But for the most time, if you feel better for having spent time with someone, if you feel energized, motivated, supported, well, they're good for you. If you feel drained, depleted, spent, take a look. That person really, truly is not, it's not in your best interest to spend way too much time.
And do you think those relationships can also contribute to emotional eating?
Oh, 100%. You know, we listen, and when we are not so confident or confident enough and strong enough, we believe what these people say. Like, here's an example. I'll tell everybody, but here's what a belief system is. Your belief system is no more than the repetition of an idea from someone you trust. That's it. So all that means is someone you trust, a parent, someone in a religious capacity, a teacher, said something to you enough times, and you know what? You trusted them. So it became your belief system as well. Now, this may support you or it may not. So let's say, to answer your question, if someone is coming from a set of very limited beliefs themselves, and they sort of impart that on you, they're not meaning to, but that's just what happens, we're going to feel sort of less than. And then emotional eating is, you know, that is just such a quick fix. And we eat emotionally because we're trying to soothe, calm, numb, relax from our problems or our pain. We self-medicate, and food is just the drug of choice. It's available. We have to eat it. So we're just using that to self-soothe.
No, I agree with you. And I think, because food is one of those things that, you know, cigarettes, alcohol, things like that, you can get them out of your life. You don't have to have them. But food you do need to have.
Yeah, and it's so, you know, but here's the thing, too. It makes so much sense why we would choose food, if, you know, as an emotional eater, because not just for, the, you know, that we want to sort of numb. We stuff ourselves to stuff our pain, but we're also looking for two neurotransmitters. We're looking for dopamine and serotonin. You know, serotonin gives us that sense of peace and calm, and dopamine triggers the reward and pleasure centers of our brain. So is it, you know, think about it. Of course we're going to reach for foods that will give us a hit of these neurotransmitters because we want to feel better. And if this is how we've been taught or something we taught ourselves, we're going to keep this going. You know, I see with so many of my clients, this is a way of life. And it's even so soothing in a way, because maybe there was a parent who had done this, and maybe they lost that parent, and they kind of feel like this is their link and connection to that parent. So many reasons why we do what we do.
There is, and I was actually having a conversation with a mom the other day, and she was saying and talking about how she sees so many parents try to take care of their kids when they get upset, giving them food, and they're teaching them how to turn to food at such a young age rather than finding other ways to deal with boredom or with stress or with emotions.
It's so true. I mean, think about it. It's like we have a bad day and maybe mom gets us ice cream. Well, we grow up and we're looking for that same comfort. So we just pick up that same behavior and just keep it going. And or we'll reach for comfort foods. Like, think about it. Comfort foods, it's not just the actual food choice, which is usually loaded, right? But we're looking for the feeling we had when it was served up to us long ago. So it truly makes so much sense why we're doing what we're doing. But one of the questions that I find so helpful for people to ask, if they are emotional eaters, like what you don't want to do, you know, you don't want to berate yourself for having this binge, because think about it. If you're choosing emotional eating as a way to handle your stress, and now you go ahead and tell yourself how horrible you are because you just had a binge. I mean, that is like the perfect setup
right.
for a new binge, right? So what you want to do is ask yourself, what am I really hungry for?
Mm-hmm.
And see what you come up with. I mean, maybe it's intimacy. Maybe it's downtime. Maybe you don't feel fulfilled. Maybe you don't feel supported. Maybe you need to have that conversation. Whatever it is. But I can assure you, you feed that, that's the beginning of the end of emotional eating.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that question. You know, what am I really hungry for? Because I think if people stopped and asked themselves that before they reach for food, just the being mindful of that would make a huge shift on what they're doing and their behaviors.
Oh, awareness is everything. You can't change what you're not aware of. You know, part of the Complete Transformation System, that we have a mindset section, and I give everybody, I have these Mojo Minder bands. I'm wearing one. I'm holding it like you see me, right? and what we do, we use it for so many reasons, but let's say for when it comes to food, you know, it's so often you find yourself, let's say, in the kitchen or looking through the cabinets, and you're like, I don't even remember walking here. Well, you snap the band, and it's certainly not to hurt you, but it's just to give you that second to say, hey, wait a second, what is it that I really want? You know, so often we're sort of on autopilot, and we just keep going and going this habitual behavior that we're not even aware of. And with that awareness, we can redirect and come out with a much better behavior and then better response.
I love that. And we need to take a real quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk more about your Complete Transformation System and then also some of the things people do to sabotage their own health, weight loss, and fitness success. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Debbie Silver, the Mojo Coach. And we've been talking about emotional eating, and Debbie shared some great, before the break, she said one of the questions to ask is, what am I really hungry for when you're reaching for food, to make sure you're really physically hungry and not just emotionally hungry? And Debbie, before the break, you started talking about your Complete Transformation System. Can you talk a little bit more about what that system is and how it can benefit people?
Sure. Well, this is actually the result of seeing thousands of clients over the last 23 plus years. And you know, you heard my story in the beginning where I was eating well and exercising, and don't get me wrong, those are huge steps in the right direction, but by no means is that the whole enchilada. We need so much more than that. And what I found so consistently with everyone I had been working with and the women and the men who were coming to see me, whether one-on-one or in groups, they struggled within this certain framework. And it's almost like this. If you imagine four legs to a table, if you knock out any one of those legs, the table won't stand. Well, we're sort of the same way. And what I realized was there were these sort of four pillars that are so crucial to our health and wellness, with one really being no more important than another. And that's what the Complete Transformation System is. So the first pillar would be body. And by body, I mean, you know, what you're eating, how you're moving. So it's really a combination of nutrition and fitness. And in nutrition, in the Complete Transformation System, week one, we will break, I mean, I've had people break in week one a 30, a 40-year sugar addiction. A 30, 40-year emotional eating addiction. And every different module follows the same process. It's awareness, then it's the plan, then it's implement. And, you know, of course, there's shopping lists and food guides and restaurant guides and all that kind of stuff. And then the next one is fitness. And here's where, you know, people have those long, drawn-out cardio sessions, and they don't look any different than they've looked from year to year. And I teach you how to work out for 20, 30 minutes and look better than ever and spare your adrenal glands, because, you know, we put way too much stress on ourselves with some of the programs that we're doing, and figure out, you know, you have a fitness personality. So we figure out what that is, and then you create a program around that. And then you actually love working out. And then there's the mindset. You can't, again, you know, it's like there's everything we're doing it's when we look at our result, whatever our result is, so often we'll say, well, if we don't like the result, let's take a look at that behavior and tweak it. But the reality is the reason why you're behaving the way you are is because of the belief. And we take a look at all of the beliefs that you have, and it's through this whole process that we do, and really work towards changing those beliefs so they get you where you want to go. You know, you and these beliefs are you have these neural receptors in your brain. It's almost like tracks laid down. And every time you say, like, I'm so stupid, I'm so fat, I'm so old, I'm so whatever, you just reinforce that groove. So we become aware of it and then lay down a new track. And then that becomes as familiar as the old one. Then there's this image week, where we actually do an activity where you see who you are at your highest and best self. And I teach you how to live from that place until you become. And then the lifestyle piece, and that's all about relationships and stress and what it's doing to you and toxicity and sleep and everything else I could cram into 5 weeks.
That's amazing. It sounds like there's a lot of content. Yeah, I'm really fascinated by when you were talking about fitness personalities. Can you give us an example of what like one might be?
Sure. Like, here's an example. I'll have somebody start with me, and they'll say, Debbie, I hate exercise. You will never get me to exercise. I hate it, hate it, hate it. Okay, so I listen, and no worries. And let's say this is a private client, and I'm not even talking about exercise in the beginning, because the truth is there's this saying, you can't out-train a bad diet. 80% of your results are going to come from what you're eating. So we go there first. Now they've broken a sugar addiction. They don't have cravings. They feel so great, and they have confidence to say, you know, I'm feeling kind of good. I don't know. I'm kind of up for toning a little bit. So now the wheels are turning, and then we start talking about fitness. And what interests one person wouldn't necessarily interest another. So this is just someone I saw 2 weeks ago. She, one of those people, she says to me, these are her words, Debbie, I would rather fold laundry than exercise. Right. That's how we started the whole fitness conversation. So I let it go, and she just finished her first half marathon.
Wow.
I mean, for her, that was what she, right? So she found her thing, where someone else, running would be the last thing they want to do. Like for me, it's all about high-intensity interval training, burst training, because I want to do something fast and furious, be done, and get great results in a very short amount of time. So it's really according to what you know, what you're up for, your level of, you know, your fitness level, what the goal is. And then we just create it from there. And I have this whole long just sort of assessment that we do together to find out exactly the who you are and what you like. You know, mm-hmm. like some people, do you like a gym? Does a gym motivate you or intimidate you? Do you want to work out with someone else? Well, yeah, there's so many questions.
Mm-hmm. And I love your statement that you can't out-train a bad diet. So I love the fact that you really look at what they're eating and what they're doing first, because I don't think people realize what an impact that has on their overall health.
You know, and the reason why the Complete Transformation System is in the order that it's in, it's very strategic. We've done it every which way. And I remember seeing years ago these amazing people, they were trying so hard, working out like crazy, and either, you know, not much was happening, or, you know, they just didn't have the level of success that they wanted, and then they get so frustrated. And so what I found to be so much more effective is get that eating together first, get those cravings down first, knock that, you know, sugar habit out first, do all of that, and your body will respond so beautifully. You have the energy now to just be even remotely interested in fitness. And then, of course, I have my own private label nutrition bars and now shakes and fiber, like everything to really give you the energy that you need. And then with that, you're so much more willing to even look at the whole fitness idea.
Mm-hmm. You know, because one of the things you talked about was you had a client who really cut sugar after a long history of being addicted to sugar. Mm-hmm. And I know people are going to say, you know, that can't work. What would you say to them when people are saying, because when people hear something like that, they might say, it's, you know, it wouldn't work for me. How can you get them to change the way they approach it?
I love those people. You know, I'm kind of known as the last stop. Like, when you have tried every single program, and when you've done, you know, when you've seen every health person, every dietitian, every nutritionist, that's when I want you. I like the tough ones. And I love those people who say, well, that wouldn't work for me. Because, you know, I want to know why. That why do they think it wouldn't work for them? Because this is all I do. So this, I mean, I see on a daily basis, people, if people can knock a 10, 20, 30, 40-year sugar addiction, I want to know why that person can't. Now, no doubt, there's a tremendous amount of fear, and it's fun. I have some blog posts from clients who really share how afraid they were of breaking the sugar addiction and the comfort they had. But, you know, we usually look at it. See, here's the whole mindset piece. Like, we look at it and we say, well, I'll be so deprived if I can't have this, that, or the other thing. And I look at it saying, you've been living in a body that you don't feel proud of. You don't have the energy you need to get you through the day. You lack the confidence to just take on that new opportunity or that relationship or whatever it is because of how your body looks and feels. You want to talk about deprivation? That's deprivation.
Yeah, it is. And I like that because I think it goes to one of the pieces you were talking about. It goes to that mindset shift and getting them to think differently about how they're approaching their health and their fitness.
It's so crucial, and that's why, you know, if you leave the mindset piece out of it, I see it, you know, I mean, I've heard it, I've seen it a million times, your results will be short-lived at best. You'll go back to your default, right, at your default setting, whatever that is, and if that default isn't set up for success, you're only going to go back to what you know, what's familiar, what's comfortable, even if it stinks. And I see this with, there have been so many women I've seen where, let's say, they'll lose a certain amount of weight, and they'll come to me and they say, Deb, I don't get it. And this is whether in my groups or privately. I don't understand it. I'll lose 15, 20 pounds. I'll start feeling really good, and then I start putting it back on. Now, of course, I'll look at the food thing, but I'll look at some other areas. And I said, well, what happens when you're down 15, 20 pounds? How do you feel? Well, I feel kind of good. I have more energy. I'm feeling a little sexy. Well, how did your partner feel? Well, threatened, jealous, insecure. And then all of a sudden, they get that look like, oh my gosh, I get it. So what they've done is they sabotage their own success so they don't rock the boat. So we do this all the time. And my job is to create this incredible awareness about everything that you're doing. So this way, it's a choice. And I respect that. You know, there so many times people say, oh my gosh, I had no idea I'm doing that. You know what? Don't go there. Okay, that's fine. But then don't waste your time or investment because you're not ready. You're not ready. You know, you need time to work that through. And I remember a client who that was exactly the case. She came to me and same thing and realized, you know, we kind of got to the relationship piece, realized what she was doing, and said, you know what, I think you need to stop, figure out what you want to do here. She comes back a year later and get started, and 2 pounds, 2 pounds, 2 pounds consistently every week. And she had made a decision that she just wasn't going to allow that to stop her anymore. So it really depends on where you are, what you want. My job is to take you by the hand and pull you right through your comfort zone.
Oh, I think that's great, and I think that's what a lot of people need, and that's why one of the first things we start with when we are working with people or talking to people is really getting them to identify their big why they want to get healthy, you know, how it really fits in their life, because I think if people have the right motivation behind their actions, it really helps them move forward and be much more aware of those things that have been stopping them in the past from being successful.
Oh, that's so true. Your why is, I mean, that's the reason why you're inspired to just work as hard as you are and do what you do. And it's such an important part of success in whatever area.
Absolutely. So we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about stress and how it affects the body. And then continue the conversation on sugar, too, because I know that's a really hot topic right now. So stay tuned. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Debbie Silber, the Mojo Coach. And before the break, we were talking about emotional eating. We were talking about her four pillars and her complete transformation system. And I love the fact that it really starts with nutrition and what you're eating and then really switches to mindset. I want to ask you, Debbie, as you've been coaching people and really working with people, what are some of the sabotages? We talked about a few of them before the break, you know, when people were stopping success, when you asked them about what might be holding them back, and it could be that they just don't want to rock the boat, which I think a lot of people don't think about that. But what are some of the other sabotages that come into play when people are working at improving their health and losing weight?
Sure. Well, you know what? I find fear to be really, if I were to sum it up in one word, it's really fear. You know, and it could be so many things. It could be fear of failure, fear of success. I mean, think about it. If you had done so many different programs in the past and everyone knew that you tried it and for whatever reason the program did not work, and it's because it didn't address all those issues we need to, but that's a whole other story, or they were keeping you addicted to the same foods that got you into trouble in the first place, you're not going to feel so great about taking on that new challenge. So that's a reason to sabotage yourself. Or fear of success. I mean, I see this all the time. You know, what's going to happen? There's actually, in the Complete Transformation System, there's a sort of a chapter, I'd say, expect the unexpected. And I put it in because what happens is the changes, when you work on all of these areas, the changes come so quickly. I'll be honest, it could freak you out a little bit. And because you're so used to yourself in one way. And it's, well, what are going to be the expectations of me if I change? How am I going to be looked at and perceived? How is my partner going to handle, you know, this whole new thing? And a lot of times what happens is one partner, let's say, just takes off, and it puts a lot of strain on the other one because, you know, they're the same, and now we're off in this whole new direction, and kind of where does that leave them? So these are all things that do come up. It's like the elephant in the room, and it just needs to be spoken about because there's a tremendous amount of fear. This is another type of sabotage I'll see. Actually, it was a guy that I was seeing, and he goes, I don't get it. All of a sudden, my wife's bringing home cookies every weekend. What's that about? Right? And it turned out what was behind that was fear. He was looking so good and feeling so good, and she just didn't know how to handle it. So she was sort of, you know, didn't, not in a mean way, but trying to sabotage him. So you want to find out what's the benefit of staying put? What's the downside of moving through this? So many things. Like there's another client that comes to mind. She, same thing. She tells me, well, you know what? I lose like, 20, 30 pounds, and I don't get it, Deb. I just keep gaining. I'll gain the weight back. So, we just started talking. I said, well, how are you kind of known with your friends? And she's like, well, I'm the funny one. And then her face dropped. And I said, well, could you be funny if you were, if you were thin? And she just, it was like I just knocked a 2x4 over her head. And she said, oh, my gosh, I just don't know if I could be funny and look really good, too. So she was losing weight, and I said, okay, is this the, and I made a note of it. And I go, is this around the time that you start feeling like you're looking really good and you may lose your sense of humor? And she said, yeah. I go, do you have plans this weekend? Yep. There are a few couples. I said, okay, make sure you look really good and make sure you're funny. And it was like this experiment. And I saw her the following week, and she said, oh, my gosh, I was still me. I was still funny, and I look really good, too. So it's becoming aware of all of these things that can be sabotaging us. I mean, think about it. Food buddies, right? Oh, come on, what's one going to do? Like, we all have those people in our lives. I mean, there's fear going on there. Think about it. That person doesn't want to feel abandoned. You're off in your new healthy eating direction. Where does that leave them? And the second thing is, now it's like they're kind of forced to look at what they're doing, and they may not want to, or they may not be ready. So much going on with sabotage.
You know, there is, and as you're talking, and I mean, I know this because I through our Eat Great, Live Well program, we're also working with people trying to get healthy, and they're much more, what I'm finding is people are much more successful if they have someone that really can support them. So many people try to do it themselves, and I'm not saying that people can't lose weight, get healthy, take care of all of it on their own, because there are many people that can. But when people keep trying over and over again, there's something there that's holding them back. And I think when you do it yourself and you hit these barriers, you don't realize what's behind the barriers. You don't realize what they need to shift or how someone else is influencing their results. They just think they can't keep the weight off. So having someone to support you on that journey, I think, for so many people is key and critical to success.
Oh, absolutely. And I find that's the benefit of in the Complete Transformation System. It's a group program. And I really encourage everyone to just buddy up and make sure they have someone to be accountable to. Not to as a punishment, but as support, and get as much support around them as they possibly can. And for my private clients, they'll look at me and say, well, what's your success rate? 100%. And why is it 100%? Because my private clients get my private cell phone number, and I invite them and encourage them, text me whenever you need, for whatever you need. And I'll get texts from, they're in the supermarket, okay, I'm looking at this or this, what should I get? Or I'm at a party, and what do I do? Or, my partner just said the dumbest thing, and I'm so frustrated, what do I do? So, I'm on their side, and it's with that level of support that they get they get their job done, and that's, I mean, it's what we all need. It's what I always wanted from a coach. So I was like, well, then, you know what? If I want it, let me give it, because it obviously is something that's important.
Absolutely. And I think accountability is so important. I think we believe we can do it on our own. And to be honest, for me, for years, it's like I didn't want an accountability partner because then they're going to be checking up and then I have to get it done. But I realized that that's the way to move forward and that's the way to make sure I get things done. It keeps me focused on what my goals and what my results are.
Absolutely, and I'm a big believer in that. And actually, I'm in a few groups myself just to push me and keep me accountable. And I started with a group just very, very recently, and I even said, I need you to, read between the lines of what I'm saying and call me on my stuff. Because what's the point of having that support? I don't want someone to say, oh, don't worry about it. I want someone to say, oh, come on, Deb, you can do better than that. Let's go. And you know, that's, to me, it's you have a highest and best version of you, and if you're not living that, it's only because some limited thinking or some old habits and beliefs and behaviors are in your way. So once you get past all of that, once you find strategies that move you towards the you you want to become, I mean, what you could do is just unstoppable.
You know, it's interesting that you talk about having someone to call you on your stuff, because I was at a workshop last weekend with someone, and, you know, we were identifying different issues, and they said there were, you know, they identified their issues, and the person who was leading the workshop said, no, that's not your issue. Your issue is that you're not honest with yourself. You know what the answers are, and you know what you need to do. You're just not doing them. You're telling yourself a story to justify your actions and behaviors. You're not being honest with yourself. And it was a real eye-opener for them, because they didn't realize what they were doing. I think other people could see it, but I don't think they realized what they were doing.
Yeah, it's so hard to see our own story. And that's such a great point. You know, I have clients who come in, you know, with cancer or diabetes or some kind of illness, and you would think that it's a no-brainer. Of course they want to get well. But then, you know what, when they are so deeply rooted to their illness, who would they be without it? And so often, you know, we need to work through that, because they'll be hanging on to a disease. And of course, I mean, there are so many factors, but this is one for sure. They're hanging on to it, and there's some benefit there. I can't tell you how many studies I've read for, let's say, a cancer patient, where they'll say, oh my gosh, it was the first time I could get some peace. And I know it sounds bizarre. It sounds so crazy. But when we run ourselves ragged, when we're working so hard, when we're being everything to everyone all the time, and we absolutely deplete ourselves so, sometimes an illness is kind of our way of saying, hey, you know what? I'm checked out for a little while. And it serves us. It really serves us.
That's it makes you really stop and think about, you know, that the things that we need, our body's going to give them to us one way or another. So, you know, we really need to take control of what we're doing so we don't end up sick, and really try to avoid, you know, those awful diseases. Not that it's not always going to stop it, but it sure plays a big role in how, you know, how our health holds up.
Oh, I'll tell you, you heard my first story, and just now, it's a couple of years ago, I start getting really sick again, and like, what the heck? I gave up those toxic relationships, but I just still have this busy, crazy, overextended life doing what I love, but busy, crazy nonetheless. And I was going from doctor to doctor and ruling out stuff I wouldn't wish on anyone, and eventually I started doing all my own research, and everything led me to the same place, and it was adrenal fatigue, adrenal dysfunction, and I found a functional diagnostic nutritionist who tested me. I was in stage 3, and just for perspective, there's no stage 4, and it's all these crazy symptoms, and anyway, I was put on a protocol. I healed so quickly that I became a functional diagnostic nutritionist, so I can help people on that path as well, because these are symptoms, all stress related, and that we just get used to and think it's part of aging or it's normal. No, it's not. No, it's not. And about 80% of the people listening right now have it. And it's one of the most undiagnosed but just rampant conditions that we're impacted by right now. You know, one of the sites I write for is Working Mother. And I remember when I found out about this and I was going through it, and I said, you know, I have a topic I think your readers would love. And they said, you know, go for it. And it was on adrenal fatigue. And they emailed me back saying, holy smokes, this is in our top 10 of most popular articles. You hit a nerve. And we do so much, and we work so hard, and we burn ourselves out. And then we get all these crazy symptoms, and really need to take care of ourselves.
We really do. And I think that it sounds like a great article for people to read, to learn more about it. If that many people have it, to really figure out what they can do and make sure they're aware of what the symptoms are.
Oh, absolutely, because it's symptoms that are so common, but you just rule as kind of aging or whatever, things like extreme fatigue or weight gain right around your middle or low libido or your hormones are off, your cycle is off, or irritability, or you're not sleeping well. So all these things, and remember we talked before about that symptom relief. So we start having all these symptoms, or let's say weight gain. So then we'll have our thyroid tested, and our thyroid is suppressed, so we'll go on a thyroid medication. Or we're irritable, or we're depressed or whatever, so we take an antidepressant. Or we can't sleep, so we take something for sleep. But meanwhile, all of these symptoms are because of, burnt out adrenals. So what happens is when we heal from the root, and we actually heal the adrenals, and get a handle on our stress, all of those other things heal as well.
That's great. I'll have to check out that article. We're going to go ahead and take our final break. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today we're talking with Debbie Silber, the Mojo Coach, and we've been having a great conversation just about listening to your body, paying attention to your health, and emotional eating, and just how you can really change your behaviors and your habits. I want to ask you, Debbie, we talked a little bit about emotional eating, but do you have anything that you can share that might help people recognize that it is emotional eating and help them start to break out of that pattern?
Sure. Well, if you find, here's the thing, whenever you're eating and your body isn't hungry for it, the only thing it can do is convert it to fat and store it for you. So, the first thing I would say is, what's motivating you to eat? Is it hunger or is it appetite? Is your body telling you it's hungry? Your stomach is rumbling, maybe you're lightheaded, maybe you just feel sort of that empty feeling, so it's a physiological feeling, or is it appetite, where it's sort of driven by a trigger, a person, a place, a thought, a feeling? You walk by the pizza place, there's a great smell, you're looking at the clock, it's lunchtime, you see a commercial. So what's driving the eating? Or an emotion, right, that your boss aggravated you, or your friend aggravated you. What's behind it? And if you find that the eating is really because of appetite, well, that's when you want to look further. And another way to tell also, when you're physically hungry, you just want that feeling to go away. You almost don't even care what the food is, what it tastes like. And this is why it's great to feed my kids when they're really hungry, because my food tastes much better then. But on the other hand, with appetite, you're looking for a specific taste and even texture. And different tastes and textures are indicative of different feelings, like soft and creamy, maybe more when you're sad. Salty, crunchy, maybe more when you want to reach something for something like that when you're angry. So different, you have to look at what you're reaching for. And then find out why. Why are you doing this? What just happened? What happened to just get you to want to eat?
That's great, and I think those are some great questions people can ask. Again, going back to that mindfulness, that awareness, which will really help them.
Oh, sure. Again, it's what's behind it. Now, it could be if it's just, let's say it's binge eating behavior or social eating or mindless eating. We want to find out what's going on there. And binge eating could just be, you're having that high sugar diet, let's just say. Well, with that high comes that crash. And what do? You want to pick yourself up. There are only two ways we do that, with either sugar or caffeine. So what happens is we're on this roller coaster ride of sugar-induced energy and emotions all day long. So, you know, that could be what's going on. Or we waited too long. Over-hungry leads to overeating every time. So many things to look at. And also, are the foods we're eating triggering cravings? What's going on there? I mean, so many things to look at.
Absolutely, giving us a lot to think about. And I want to switch for our last few minutes together and talk about sugar, because there's a lot of talk about sugar lately. Can you just tell us just a little bit from your perspective what's going on with the sugar issue and why it's so, you know, such a serious and so harmful for our health?
Yeah, you know, at the root of so many illnesses now, we find it's inflammation, chronic inflammation, and sugar is absolutely one of those things that can do that. You know, it's also contributing to leaky gut. So many people have leaky gut now, and you could be having what you consider this amazing diet, this amazing eating plan, but meanwhile, you can be completely malnourished because you're not absorbing and retaining the nutrients that you're taking in. So sugar has so much to do with it, and it's really about how much insulin we're flooding through our bodies. But I'll tell you, your insulin can peak also because of stress too. Like I mentioned before, when I was in the stage of stage three of adrenal exhaustion, adrenal fatigue, I was insulin resistant and borderline diabetic. I don't even eat sugar. So, and that's what happens just because of the chronic stress. So imagine now if I was, you know, eating a high sugar diet, I would have been a full blown diabetic because
wow.
of the stress. Oh yeah. So we really need to, you know, get a handle on our eating, because this way at least we're in a better position to combat some of the other, you know, lifestyle issues that come our way. You know, we have the energy we need. We have the nutrient support we need. We're feeding, our gut with healthy bacteria, all of the things that really help us thrive, help us sleep well. I mean, sleep is crucial too. So, but getting a handle on our eating can really set ourselves up for success or not.
Absolutely. And, I challenge all of our listeners to, one of the first things they can do is just start reading labels and looking at how much sugar is in their food. I mean, we do that and we're continually amazed because there's sugar places where you don't think there should be. And, you know, if it's low fat, odds are they put sugar in because they've got to get the flavor from somewhere. And people think it's low fat, it's healthy. So don't just look at the words on the front. Really pay attention to the ingredients.
You know, if you look at it, like the front is really just marketing.
Right.
You have to look at the label. And I'll tell you, that's exactly why I created my own line of bars and shakes, because I couldn't find anything out there that had a nutritional profile that I was comfortable with or I want to give my family or my clients. And especially bars. I mean, bars are so portable. I travel all the time. So, you know, you want something portable. You want something that's going to keep you full and keep you energized. Could not find one. So I made my own, and they're 4 grams of sugar. I mean, that's low, real low.
And that's really low.
Yeah, and the shakes, I think, were at 1. And they're filling. So this way you have what you need. Like I'm speaking at a conference this weekend. My bag is so packed with my snacks and my shakes I take with me before I even pack my clothes. Because it's crucial. If you have what you need, you're not at the mercy of whatever's available.
I think that's great. People can put it in their briefcase, their purse, take something with them, because I think oftentimes we're busy, we're out, so we grab what's right in front of us. And when we do that, there's probably a really good chance that it's not the best option for us.
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny, I have clients who, the bars are in 2 flavors, chocolate almond coconut and warm apple cinnamon. And I have clients who leave them in the car. And they leave them in the car because they just know they're going to get, you know, they'll be busy and they'll get hungry at some point and they're going to want to pull over and get something. So if the bars are there, then they're okay. They're set.
Absolutely. We just finally this last weekend saw Fed Up, the movie, and I loved it, and I recommend that everyone sees that. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it yet. No, I heard it's great, though.
It is, and it really helps increase awareness about what we're eating, what we're doing. And again, it goes back also with our kids because they see so many commercials, so many things are geared to them. So they, you know, keep after their parents to buy them. And it's really important for parents when they're especially buying food for the kids to really look at the labels, look at how much sugar is in it, because you're starting those habits early and we want to break, you know, and not even start the cycle. We want to make sure they start making healthier choices at a very young age.
Oh, and absolutely. And child obesity is at an all-time high. I mean, it's just so crazy. And if you go to a supermarket and you look at what's at the kids' level, height, you know, height level, and it's those high sugar, just nutrient void subfoods. And kids are eating, I think it's like a third of their diet is nothing but snack foods. It's awful. They're so depleted. And so they just keep stuffing, you know, hundreds or thousands of calories to fill, you know, to fill them, but it's not fueling them. And then, of course, they're sedentary or they're going from, you know, event to event and just doing all that dashboard dining. It's a recipe for really for obesity and more.
It is, and one of the things they talked about in the movie Fed Up was the power of the sugar lobby, and sugar is the only item that on the nutrition facts panel without a recommended daily value, believe it or not.
It's just so crazy. It really is, and so often, but we're so tied to our sugar and to these certain foods, and, well, how can I make that change, and I can't do it, and it's so hard, and I tell everybody, you know what, think about it, nothing worthwhile is easy, right?
Right.
But isn't it worth it? I mean, your body so easily takes its healthiest and most natural shape. You lose the cravings, you sleep well, you have more energy, your skin improves. I mean, so, like, there are so many pros that it's really worth just doing this one thing.
They are. And I always tell people, you don't have to go on a diet to lose weight. All you have to do is eat the right foods to fuel your body, and you'll find your natural healthy weight.
I agree. It's about robust, abundant health, and it's just having that energy to do what you want to do. I mean, there's no greater thrill than when I'm working with someone on, you know, we may start with eating, but it reveals so much more because of that, now they have the confidence, and they may come to me for weight loss, they walk out with a new business, you know, because it's like all of a sudden, they, because of all these new things that they're experiencing and they're feeling, it's like, well, what else can I do? So it's just so fun just to see, you know, what's possible for us and what do we need to do just to get ourselves to that place that we're just willing to go for it and not waiting for that illness, that crisis, that tragedy or trauma to shake us up and wake us up. Why not do it now?
Absolutely. And you've shared so much great information with us today. Can you tell our listeners how they can get more information about you and what you have to offer?
Sure. Everything's over at the www.themojocoach.com. So my success packs with the shakes, the bars, the everything, the different programs, all of it. You'll find it all there, themojocoach.com.
Perfect. And we will go ahead and make sure that we post a link to get information from you at eatgreatlivewellradio.com also, so they'll be able to connect with you there.
Thank you.
I always ask each of our guests as we're wrapping up our conversation together, what is one action item that you can give our listeners that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthy future for themselves and those they love?
That's a great question, and I would say I just want to change it to next now. take a look at those four areas: body, mind, image, lifestyle. What area is tripping you up the most? And if you do no more than ask yourself this, every single thing you do, every choice you make can only bring you one of two ways, further or closer to the body, health, energy, life, lifestyle you want. So within any of those categories, just pick the one that's really tripping you up the most. And when you're about to make that decision, ask yourself that question. Is this bringing me further or closer to the body, health, energy, life, lifestyle I want? And if you do no more than make a decision to make decisions that bring you closer, well, that's great.
I love that. So I challenge everyone to find one of those areas. And what I'd love to have them do is, once they decide what that area is, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com, click on Facebook, and join our conversation and share what that is so we can continue this dialogue.
Oh, I'd love to know too.
Yeah. So thank you for your time today, Debbie. It's been great. We've had a great conversation.
Oh, thank you so much. And go get them, everybody.
So until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourselves and your family. Be sure to join us each week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatliveWellRadio.com and be part of the conversation. Click on Facebook and share your thoughts. Share what you loved about today's conversation. Have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.